This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Chandler Davis is the artistic director of Thalian Association. Last year, she broke new ground by producing a play on the fan tale of the battleship USS North Carolina. It was challenging.
Thalian Association mostly operates out of beautiful Thalian Hall, and being on the battleship was completely different. Outlets aren't where they're supposed to be. The circuits are old, so we found that out during tech. Lance, our lighting designer's got the lights, and we've got the board, and then nothing's going because it's all the original circuit work. There's zero communication between crew. We don't have headsets or anything. We had the sound set up, and the mics were cutting in and out, and I was like, what's the problem? And I actually think it was Cole, who works over at Thalian Hall. He was like, well, you got your sound behind a lead bell. Is that a lead bell? And we were like, oh. So and then as soon as we moved the sound out from the giant lead bell, we had crystal clear sound the rest of the show. Practical things like that.
All the work was worth it. Last year's show, Mr. Roberts, was a big hit.
People really responded in a spectacular way. We had so many veterans come see the show and active military, and you know, it really meant a lot to them to see that. I think our actors had a lot of fun when they got to perform on a ship. And then it was just, it's a good summer activity that's a little out of the realm of what people normally do. A big delight to do, so we thought we'd try it again.
Yeah. Chandler was tasked to find another show that would make sense on the battleship for this summer. She chose The Kane Mutiny Court-Martial. Actor and lawyer Charles Calhoun performed on the battleship last year and is excited to do it again.
The show itself is about a trial. You've got everything from young sailors that don't know up from down to veterans that have been around forever to a doctor's testifying. And it's a court atmosphere. There's some really light moments in it and some funny things that pop up time to time. But it's got a serious message to it. And it's pretty much about getting towards the end of the war and what are we going to do next. And there's kind of two perspectives. You still kind of have the hardcore military folks that want to go, go, go. And then you've got some of the other folks going, hey, this thing's about over. Let's quit doing all this hard stuff as far as sending all these boys everywhere and doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of the rub a little bit. My character, I play a communications officer that's a novelist, and the underlying theme is that I'm the one that put the young men that don't know any better up to the mutiny. So they really want to prosecute me, but what they're having to do is deal with the actual gentleman that took that action, you know, Lieutenant Merrick, and some of the other younger kids that were involved in it.
And Charles, you're a real-life attorney.
Yes, I do. I play one on TV. No, I am.
So do you have a special appreciation for this script?
Yes, I do. I really do. I do state court is what I practice in. And it's a little more informal. I mean, you've got the military plus the trial part of it. And that's a lot more formal and tighter. So it's really interesting to watch the protocol and how things are done a little bit different.
I think it's very relevant to today. We've got this court-martial where it's like, is this captain crazy? Did this lieutenant do the right thing by taking command or not? One of the characters has this massive frustration because there are these active men who've been pulled out of duty to deal with this dumb thing. And I feel that a lot today with some of the bigger issues in the world as we keep focusing on these trivial things when there's bigger, better work we could be doing. So it's just interesting watching the story play out about these men who've got to deal with this issue, but they understand there's something bigger happening that they're trying to be a part of.
The show runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights through July 15th with a special 4th of July performance. Picnic baskets are welcome. Find details about the Kane Mutiny Court-Martial at WHQR.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.